Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:06. We're going to top out at 60 today. Little cloudy. Yeah, so the girly things that guys do. I got one here on text that says, my husband loves dollies.
Excuse me?
And arranges his own flowers.
Dollies?
Dollies. Not just dolls. Dollies.
Okay.
See, I didn't play with dolls growing up. I played with action figures.
Yeah. G.I. Joe.
There's a huge, huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't so much G.I. Joe. It was more Star Wars.
Oh.
Star Wars and He-Man.
Gotcha.
What are you giggling about?
They're action figures.
They are. They're not dolls.
Dolls. Sure.
Girls play with dolls.
Yeah.
Boys play with action figures.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're dolls.
They're not dolls.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Dolls don't have guns or lightsabers.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They can.
No, they don't.
You can put a gun on a Barbie.
Okay, you find me a Barbie that has a gun.
That you can put a gun on a
Barbie. It has to come with it.
Just because it comes with it doesn't mean that it's not a doll.
And the gun would also make the Barbie an action figure.
No, it would not.
Yes, it would.
No.
Anyway. So, I just got a text that asked, is it dolly or doily? It was D-O-L-L-I-E-S was
maybe
the, what the
doilies.
Text said.
Maybe it's doilies. It could be, that could be doilies.
Oh, I misread it. It was doilies.
Okay.
D-O-I-L-I-E-S. And arrange his own flowers. That does make more sense.
Well, doilies are kind of nice.
Okay. Thank you, 0609, for pointing out that I misread that.
I find them a little, I have a few of them at home, but I don't use them a whole lot.
Okay. So, Adrian is on the phone. How are you, Adrian?
I am good.
Good. So, girly thing your guy does.
I don't know if it's really girly, but he likes to check himself out in the mirror a lot.
That's kind of girly.
Would kill me if you knew I was saying this on the radio.
Okay, so is it more? I see that doesn't have to be girly. That's just vain.
It could be a little vain. Have you busted him? Have you said to him like,
"Oh,
dude,
God, yeah, he knows he's doing it too."
Wow,
interesting.
I try to avoid mirrors.
It's more like a joke. Well, he did P90X and lost a bunch of weight.
Oh,
so I think that's where it started. Like,
I'll admit,
fun to look at himself because he was all like ripped and stuff.
I'll admit, after I had done Kosama. And I actually had visible muscles in my sides.
Yeah.
I looked at myself in the mirror
a
little more.
You were lifting up your shirt and checking it out. You're like,
No, I wasn't doing that.
Check it out.
Yeah. Flash myself in the mirror. No, I was just, if I had my shirt off, I would stop and, oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Would you flex your arms?
No.
And say, welcome
and
to the gun
when
show.
He's like walking by like windows or something, I'll catch him like looking at himself and they're watching himself walk by. It's really funny. It is super funny, but it's just...
That is funny. Thank you for the call, Adrian.
No problem.
Bye-bye. One thing I would do, though, is whenever I would walk into the bathroom, I would play...
I'm sexy and I know it.
And then I'd wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah.
Gross.
Anyway.
Ew.
Veronica is on the phone. How are you, Veronica?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So, you have a guy who does something girly?
Okay, yes. My husband, who is extremely manly. I think that's what attracted to me, you know, to him to begin with. So, we were together for a couple years, and I was gardening, and he decided to come out. You know, he was going to water the trees and stuff. I had no idea he was scared of bees.
And really?
I told him, oh, you know, watch out. There's bees out here. There wasn't even a bee there. He wings his hat off, starts flailing his arms. I did not know men can scream that high without being kicked in the balls. Oh, excuse me, can I say that?
Yeah, you're okay.
Okay. I had no idea. And he took off running. I mean, dropped the hose and went running with his arms swinging in the air.
Now, is he allergic to them?
No, he's never even been stung by one before.
What?
Well, I guess that's why. It's all the flailing and screaming.
It's surprising, though, that he's that scared if he's not allergic.
If he was allergic, I would totally understand.
Right.
Well, see, I would, too, and I asked him that also, if he was allergic. I mean, obviously, this was, you know, years before, you know, we ever got married, but no. And he said he had never even been stung by one. I said, well, how do you know to react that way, then?
I mean, I've been stung, but I actually stepped on one with flip-flops on in my parents' front yard when I was growing up. And it hurt like the dickens, but it didn't hurt any worse than, like, well, I don't know, stepping on a thorn or...
Yeah, I mean, they always sting.
Yeah, I mean, it hurt, but it wasn't like the end of the world, you know?
Unless you're allergic.
It's the end of the world for him. And, you know, what's funny is I'll tell other people, I'll tell them to say that there's a bee, even if there's not one.
Oh, you're mean!
Because they don't believe he does that. So,
that is funny. Thank you for the call, Veronica.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
I got one more I want to get to here. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
My husband will cross his legs when he's sitting.
My brother does the same thing.
I find that so weird.
I think it's just...
Well, yeah, my father-in-law does that too.
Is your... Kayla, let me ask you this. Is he kind of a skinny dude?
Yeah.
I think it's just... Yeah. It's not so much that... Oh, okay. I know exactly where he gets it from. I didn't know which Kayla I was talking to. This is my cousin's wife.
Ah, gotcha.
Here's the thing. Yeah, he's skinny, just like my brother is, just like our grandpa was. And our grandpa sat the exact same way, crossed his legs like a woman. And it's just, it's not that they're crossing him like a woman. It's just that they're so skinny they can.
Oh.
They don't have the big thighs like the rest of the family
I
does.
Always think that it's weird to look at a guy crossing his legs like that.
No, but Kurt does it too. I think that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, my dad doesn't. I cross my legs like my dad does. It's not even a cross leg. It's like ankle on knee.
Yeah.
You know, that's. Yeah. I guess I take that back. I have seen my dad sit like that before.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not very often, but I have seen it. But yeah, I think it's just because they got skinny enough legs they can do it. My legs are way too thick and I'm not flexible enough to sit like that.
I would think that it would be weird for your man business to crush legs like that.
If you got skinny legs, there's room.
Okay.
For me, yeah, that's a problem.
I'm just saying.
I got big thighs.
I think that it would be weird.
Yeah, it would be a little weird. Thanks for the call, Kayla.
Yep, bye.
Bye. We are running a little behind. We got to take a quick break. Got music coming up shortly from Enrique Iglesias. His latest is next.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:21. We're going to top out at 60 today, 47 right now. I'm hoping for a reply. No, have not gotten one yet.
Oh, about the deodorant?
Yeah. I posted it on our Facebook, the girly things the guys do, and Laura posted, "Where's secret deodorant?"
That's what I wear.
You're a girl. That's
I know. I just said that's
not
what
abnormal.
I wear, though.
For guys,
it
that's
would be a
very...
little odd for guys. But no, I can see, though, because it's got the antiperspirant and deodorant in there. So
yeah, you can buy men's deodorant that has that in it too.
It smells good.
I can't do the antiperspirant.
Really?
Makes my pits break out.
Oh. That sucks. Because
it like prevents them from sweating.
Oh. Yeah.
And
so then it doesn't.
Yeah.
It breaks out instead?
Yeah. Well, there's nowhere for the sweat to go.
I guess. I don't have that. I don't know. I love Secret.
I just stick to deodorant. I don't mind if they get a little sweaty just as long as they don't stink. I'd rather my sweat glands do their job than. Not
there are some fun ones in here. He picks out all the clothes for her, for Tara, so I look good. So she said he hasn't done this yet, but he really wants a pedicure. I think every guy should get a pedicure.
Okay.
They are wonderful. It's like
really
walking on clouds.
I need to clip my toenails.
I want to take you to get a pedicure. You will love it.
Whoever does my pedicure probably won't love it.
Probably not, but it's so awesome.
Will they get all the toe jam out too?
They soak for a while, so I think that would take the toe jam out.
Well, no, even after the shower though, it's kind of got to get
they soak
removed.
But then they get rid of all that dead skin on the bottom of your feet, and
I got
it's awesome.
I had another text. I gotta find it here. Here it is. I dated a guy who took baths constantly and used bubbles. Now the occasional bath I wouldn't mind, mostly just to kind of
every once in a while,
but I would rather it be like a whirlpool type tub that had the jets, and I would do it more so for my muscles than for my cleanliness.
Yeah,
you know, I would treat it more as a hot tub than an actual bath, although I would probably bathe while I was there, but
every once in a while just because it was nice and relaxing. But I always had a beer with him.
From Jennifer, I had an ex-boyfriend who was so OCD about cleanliness that he had to straighten the shower curtain before I could go to the bathroom. That was a little weird to me.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that's girly.
She also said, my husband will brush his hair even though it's only a half inch long. I can't remember the last time my hair was combed or brushed.
Really?
Well, it's so curly. What's the point?
Yeah.
And when I put my junk in it, it's a messy style anyway.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the last time I ran a comb or a brush through my hair.
I have to.
Well, you have longer hair.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. But anyway. I'm still dying. Laura, please get back on Facebook and comment back so we can find out why in the hell that guy uses secret deodorant. I am dying to know.
I am curious.
Still nothing.
Maybe it was one of those things like, you know, he ran out of deodorant once and used his girlfriend's deodorant and happened to be secret and then said, oh, I really like how this works, and then just continued to use it. But just something like that.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. I have a list here from the New York Times of 5 ridiculous Google election searches.
Okay.
Including 5,000, this is the weirdest one, 5,000 people a month search Google for Mitt Romney underwear.
Do they make those?
I don't know. To me, that sounds like if they want to know if he's wearing the traditional Mormon full body underwear.
Oh.
I don't know. Probably not.
Or if there's some that have his face on the underwear.
People are 9 times more likely to Google Paul Ryan shirtless than they are to Google Paul Ryan budget.
I can see that. I can understand that one.
People Google Michelle Obama ugly 3 times as often as Michelle Obama beautiful.
What?
The states with the highest number of searches for Obama Muslim were the states where Obama underperformed based on expectations in 2008, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
Huh.
2 of the biggest swing states, Ohio and Iowa, are most likely to search for Romney jokes.
Okay.
In 2008, the candidates were less likely to win the states where people searched for jokes about them.
Weird.
Oh, we're leaving a giant trail behind us everywhere we go on the internet. We've got dirt coming up in just a few. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Your pre-recorded internet quote of the day. I almost forgot.
Shut the fudge up, you little astronaut. What the helicopter are you doing? You son of a batch of cookies? That's how you cuss out a kid.
All right.
It really sounds like I'm going to swear. That's what I like about that one.
It doesn't to me anymore.
Oh, I still get a little nervous when I hear it.
I just kind of liked how you went all announcery on it.
I totally did.
Yeah, let's puke in the microphone.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:40. We're going to top out at 60 today. Cloudy. Going to get cold later this week. We'll have highs just in the 40s starting Thursday. So, yay. Okay. Have you heard of this Janessa person?
Janessa person.
She has a video.
Okay.
She's a fledgling music star.
I have not heard of Janessa.
And she makes Rebecca Black look like Whitney Houston.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, bring it on.
Pretty awesome. Okay. Yeah, apparently
I think they were trying to put the music up louder to cover up her voice there.
Well, in the beginning, they did the opposite.
Yeah.
It's not even mixed well, first of all. If you're going to record something, at least get it mixed well.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she's doing a video.
She looks like a poor man's Kardashian. If you go to our website, hot1047.com, and just search G-N-E-S-A.
I should have taken a picture of my face while that was playing.
Yeah, that was... That's some good stuff there.
Pure disgust on my face. So, oh my God.
Back in February, the website payscale.com surveyed workers on whether their jobs make the world a worse place.
Okay.
Yeah. If their job makes the world a worse place, not a better place, a worse place.
Okay.
And the workers that said theirs did was fast food workers by far were the most likely to say yes. Bartenders, attorneys, and fashion designers were next.
Fashion designers?
Yeah. And apparently Payscale couldn't wait a full year before they ran the survey again. So I've got a new list of people who say their jobs make the world a worse place.
Okay.
Fast food workers were again on top. 38% say they could make the world worse, which is down from the survey earlier this year when it was 42%. Casino dealers were number two at 17%. Telemarketers, 9% of them said they make the world a worse place. Now, keep in mind, this is all these are all the minority of people who work in these industries that say that.
Yeah.
So, telemarketers, 9% of them say they make the world a worse place.
Mm-hmm. That's when you just said that.
Did I say telemarketers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then number four, TV newscast directors.
What?
At 8%.
The news director?
I guess, yeah. That one kind of surprises me.
Because they're telling them to cover maybe like the sad and
maybe
bad,
it's, yeah, because if it bleeds, it leads. So
yeah, maybe that's why.
The saddest, worst, most horrible things are always the first thing.
That could be why.
And how much good news is there? I mean, luckily we live in a smaller town, so, you know, we don't have a daily dose of murders and
thank goodness
horrible things every single day.
Thank goodness.
Like when I lived in Denver, it was pretty much something horrible happening at the beginning of every newscast.
Ugh.
Bartenders were number five, 6% of them. Loan collectors, 5%.
Yeah.
Fashion designers was 7%.
I don't get that one.
Perpetuating how beautiful everyone's supposed to be. Making people feel bad about themselves for not having wonderful fashion.
For making people wear horizontal stripes instead of vertical stripes. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, almost as much as people who take vertical videos instead of horizontal ones.
Yeah, but the horizontal make people look bigger. Vertical makes you look skinnier.
Maybe you want
to
look bigger.
All they have to do is flip the
material. Phone over and you get a horizontal video.
Flip the material so it goes vertical. Drives me crazy.
Investment banking associates, senior attorneys, and credit or collections supervisors was rounding out the list.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Out of everyone who was surveyed, only 1% say their job makes the world a worse place. So, I don't know. Do we make the world a worse place?
I hope not.
I hope not.
There's some days.
There's some days where I get an email that says we do, but... And we appreciate your correspondence. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It's 8:54. A little cloudy. 60 today. It is 47 right now. I wonder if my insurance covers me from damage by a mythical creature. Does yours?
I would have to check my policy.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Last week, 39-year-old John Reed of Lykens, Pennsylvania, called the cops to report that the windows and lights had been smashed out on his 1973 Winnebago RV. And he knew who vandalized it. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Now, in an amazing twist, John also happens to be an amateur Bigfoot hunter.
Oh.
So maybe that's why Bigfoot targeted him.
Hmm.
Bigfoot knew John was hunting for him, so he sent a message by trashing his Winnebago.
Yeah.
The Pennsylvania police took this more seriously than you'd think. They described the suspect as being very large, brown in color, walks somewhat hunched over, and is very hairy. So they're now looking for a Sasquatch, I guess, that busted out his windows.
Okay.
John has a Facebook group called Lickens Valley Sasquatch Hunters.
Nice.
On the site, he offers up some pretty good advice what to do if Bigfoot is chasing you.
Okay, what does he say?
Quote, run uphill if it's a male. They have an extended forehead, so they have to stop often to look up. If it's a female, run downhill. They have no bras, so they... They got big old lady boobs when they are running downhill. They flop about and have to stop to plop them over their shoulders.
Oh my goodness.
All right, now I'm ready to go. And
I wonder where you would buy a Sasquatch bra.
At the Sasquatch bra store.
Hot 1047.com.